Soprano Renee Fleming is renowned for her opera work. Here she is performing the title role in Massenet's Manon. She's been awarded the National Medal of Arts and even performed at the Super Bowl. But Renee Fleming has never released a holiday album until now. It's called Christmas in New York, and in it she performs with Broadway and jazz stars, and she joins us now from New York to talk about it. Renee Fleming, welcome.
Thank you.
And you've called this album Christmas in New York. Why? What is a New York Christmas for you?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I first came to New York as a Juilliard student, I looked around and said, gosh, this is an amazing place. During the holidays, people are friendlier. There's such a sense of spirit. The decorations are so wonderful. I happen to actually really love that. And there's a music, a cultural life here that is incredibly rich. It was fabulous to collaborate with some people who are icons to me.
Let's listen to one collaboration. This is you and the Broadway star Kelly O'Hara singing Silver Bells.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, hear them ring.
Your voices blend so well together there, and yet usually, as we know, you work on very different stages.
Exactly. But now we're working on the same stage because Kelly's making her Met debut, and we're performing together in The Merry Widow, which opens New Year's Eve at the Metropolitan Opera.
So what was that like? What were the challenges of singing with an opera star and a Broadway star?
Well, it's funny because she is such a tremendous musician and has a really beautiful voice. She was able to meld more to the warmth a little bit, I would say, of my style of singing. And I had this challenge actually across the boards with all of the collaborators. This is sort of figuring out where we could meet in the middle. And that was really half the fun, I would say.
Here is another collaboration. This is Still, Still, Still. This is with the jazz vocalist Kurt Elling.
Still, still.
You know, one of the things that I noticed in listening to this is these are not your typical garden variety Christmas songs, if you will. It's not Jingle Bells and O Come All You Faithful.
Yeah, there are a couple of real hits, holiday secular hits, and then there are some really off the beaten path songs and some that really don't have anything to do with Christmas at all, like Who Knows Where the Time Goes, Denny's song about, I happen to think that the holidays are a good time and place to really think about your year, think about are you on the path that you want to be on? Are you leading the life you want to lead? So that's an opportunity for that.
How did you pick the songs that you were going to put on here?
You know, choosing music for me is time consuming. It's a labor of love. Most of the songs I would say ended up on a short list of mine. But I also asked my colleagues what they'd want to do. For instance, Still, Still, Still of Kurt was his idea. And somebody, you know, Central Park Serenade with Gregory Porter was a brand new song. I met Diane Warren in Los Angeles and said to her, do you have anything sort of holiday or winter related? And so that song has never been recorded before. And it's so much fun.
I'll take an early flight.
I'll take a taxi ride.
And I'll be there, and I'll be there in no time flat. Good to be back, good to be back again. I don't know why, I ever left, but I'm coming back now.
That is Central Park Serenade from Renee Fleming's new album, Christmas in New York. You're listening to Here and Now. And Renee Fleming, I want to ask you about your career as well. You are considered an American institution at this point. You've performed at the Super Bowl, as we said, and many other places. And yet you're still, of course, performing at the Met. Do you still get nervous singing?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think stage fright and nerves are a part of preparation for me. You know, it's the thing that drives me and make sure that I actually am and doing my best and have looked at every nook and cranny of preparation. And because for me, that's absolutely the key. But nerves, you know, nerves is what makes us strive to be better.
Is there a big difference in your nervousness before singing at the Met and your nervousness before singing in front of, what, tens of millions of people when you're singing at the Super Bowl?
No, because the Met has its own challenge. I mean, our world is, you know, the discipline is hundreds of years in existence so far, and the yardstick is very high because we're measured by past performances. On the other hand, the national anthem is a really tricky piece, and for 110 million people to be out there listening to see if you fall, that's an enormous challenge as well.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
One of the other things I've heard about you, by the way, from people who have met you at various times, is that you're a diva who's not a diva in the sense of being, you know, rude or bossy. That you're very generous to young people. You're very friendly with people. How did you manage to escape the stereotype?
Well, you know, I honestly would have loved to have been one of those divas. I would have been the talk of many more dinner parties, but I didn't seem to be able to transform into that. No, I'm really kidding. I feel like diva, which means goddess, should occur on stage and not off stage. And I am so grateful for the people who help me put performances on, who are in support of what I do, that I absolutely can't imagine treating anybody badly.
As the child of two classical pianists myself, I know that classical music, in the U.S. anyway, has been struggling with an aging audience. What do you think might turn that around, if anything? And I know that you sometimes speak to young people. What do you tell them about it?
Certainly, it's not going to go away. It's too great. And there is an avid young audience, but they're sort of reinventing classical music on their own terms. They're mixing it with other styles of music, breaking down the barriers, the genre barriers. They don't dress like we thought it was necessary to dress for hundreds of years, and they are playing in clubs and amplified. So I do think we're in a transition, and where we all come out on the other end, hopefully will be still a great place.
Well, where do you see your career going from here? How long will you continue to sing?
Well, I've got a fabulous upcoming group of new productions and opera, but I can concertize for a very long time. My role model is Leontine Price, and she just kept going, and her concerts were thrilling, and I felt privileged to be there. So I'm hoping that my voice doesn't give out for a long time to come.
As are we. Renee Fleming, the new holiday CD is called Christmas in New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. There's always something new.